The charges have been filed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. California believes the methods Hewlett-Packard used to investigate a board member's media leak were criminal. Yesterday, the state's attorney general filed charges against five people involved in spying on board members and journalists. HP's former chairwoman Patricia Dunn was charged. So was the company's former ethics officer, plus three private investigators. Rob Douglas is an information security consultant in Colorado.
Well, I think this sends an important signal if the attorney general is willing to indict from the chairwoman of the board who directed the investigation right down to the individuals who stole the phone records. That's an important signal to the corporate community that they shouldn't be engaging in these types of investigations, and to the information thieves that steal our records.
All the people charged face four counts, including identity theft and unauthorized access to computer data. They could get 3 years in prison for each count. CEO Mark Hurd was not charged. All this talk about an alliance between General Motors and two other car makers isn't even talk anymore. Yesterday, GM and Nissan Renault broke off discussions about some kind of partnership. But what about Ford? Sam Eaton has more.
Think of it as a corporate dating game. With GM out of the picture, Renault-Nissan is once again free to play the field in its quest to find an American mate. Automotive News editorial director Peter Brown says Ford is likely to rise to the top of the list for one simple reason. It's desperate.
They've got a cost problem, they've got a revenue problem, they've got a product problem, and they need to attack them all very quickly because the competition is only getting tougher. So Ford is very open to doing new things.
Neither automaker is commenting on the possibility of a hookup, but Brown says it could be a match made in heaven. He says alliances allow companies to save significant costs by increasing their economies of scale. About three-quarters of a car's value comes from parts made by outside suppliers. Save money on those, Brown says, and you're guaranteed a boost to your bottom line. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
If you've ever had a hankering for an authentic pair of Vulcan ears, and I mean, who hasn't, here's your chance. Christie's is auctioning off memorabilia from Star Trek, direct from the CBS Paramount Studio Archives. Jana Babin has more.
A constellation of Star Trek stuff is up for grabs during the three-day auction. The pieces span all 10 Trekkie films and all five incarnations of the TV show. Hot items include a recreation of the bridge where Captain Kirk made all the decisions and a model of the Starship Enterprise itself. Kathy Elkies is special collection director at Christie's. She says it's difficult to predict how much the collection's worth.
We're saying somewhere around $3 million, but it's just the response has been so strong and, you know, people are so enthusiastic, and it's very hard to put a real price tag on this.
Elkies says, like the show, interest in the auction spans generations and national boundaries. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The Dow set another closing record yesterday. It gained 123 points to 11,850. You're listening to Marketplace. Around the country this morning, in Massachusetts, not a lot going on in the old pumpkin patch. Spring rains washed away a lot of the pumpkin seeds, and farmers couldn't plant because the soil was too wet. So a lot of pumpkin patches are empty this October. Some estimate half the state's crop could be lost. In Nebraska, a tax dispute over drinks like Mike's Hard Lemonade and Smirnoff Ice. The Liquor Control Commission has decided those beverages should be taxed as beers. But an advocacy group filed a lawsuit saying the drinks have distilled liquor in them, so that's how they should be taxed. Beer is taxed at 31 cents a gallon, distilled spirits, $3.75 a gallon. From Kansas, the man who will not retire. Waldo McBurney has been named the nation's oldest worker by the group Experience Works. He's a beekeeper, and he's 104 years old. The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the world's toughest shredders. More at Fellows.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The pharmaceutical industry doesn't exactly have the finest reputation. Some common beliefs: drug prices are too high, drug companies spend too much money on marketing, not enough on research and development. The Congressional Budget Office just came out with a study of the drug industry. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell has been poring over it.
Their bottom line is there's a reason why the industry charges high prices. Profitability is exaggerated. Profitability is not the measure of whether or not this industry is charging too much for drugs, too little, whether it's a society, we're spending too much on drugs or too little.
Okay, well, what is the measure?
Now, the report doesn't say that, but Brad DeLong, economist, University of California, Berkeley, made some nice comments. And what he raised is what Big Pharma does in Washington, D.C. The amounts of money that Big Pharma spends lobbying to get the rules in its favor, whether it's an international trade agreement, whether it's to prevent cheaper drugs from Canada being reimported into the country, that's where we should get upset. Limits to competition that are negotiated in Washington in return for campaign contributions and other forms of contribution, that is wrong. That we should be upset about. But when you look at profitability, R&D, prices, and innovation, there's some fascinating things going on with the industry, and I think to a large extent, we should be applauding what's going on.
Okay, so this report says that the industry is not as profitable as everybody might think.
That's right.
I got to tell you, I'm not exactly buying this right off the bat, because when I go to the pharmacy, they take an arm and a leg. So I want you to convince me the drug companies aren't raking it in.
It's still highly profitable. You can still say they're taking an arm and a leg. Maybe it's just not an arm and two legs, but it's still incredibly profitable. Part of it also is the structure of the industry. To develop a new innovative drug costs probably about, this is the estimate that's out there, $800 million over a period of 12 years. But once you start manufacturing the thing, it costs you nothing to make it. I mean, it's like software. It's like a lot of industries where you have a lot of research and development, and then you have very low manufacturing costs. You come up with, obviously, a big spread.
So you're telling me they send my arm and leg off to Washington?
They send your arm and leg off to Washington. I think there's a dual picture. You look at this report, and you say, okay, I've learned a lot about profitability and R&D investment in the drug industry. And as an investor, I like this. It still doesn't change the fact that what I'm going to get upset about is what's happening in Washington, and this report does not deal with it.
Chris Farrell is the Marketplace economics correspondent. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Everybody has a dream.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.